Welcome back to another episode of Brain Lemonade. Nicole's with me too, as well. She hasn't said anything. She's just being quiet.
Hello.
Yeah, there she is.
Hi. Sorry, I got distracted.
That's okay, as we should be, because books can be distracting in magnificent ways.
Yes.
We're going to talk about the power of books.
Yes.
Books we have read, books we grew up with, books we've read recently, and books that we're looking forward to reading.
Right.
And books that we are reading. Books, 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 baby.
Books, books, books.
Baby.
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 I do want to, like, preface this, because I know that there's, like, a lot of people out there that are, like, avid book readers.
Book readers, yes.
Like, 100 books a year, yeah. Which is phenomenal. I wish I could do that. I am a very casual reader.
Same.
A few years ago, I challenged myself to read 12 books in 12 months. And
oh, that's right.
Seven of those books were Harry Potter books because I had never read them. But it was really
hard.
That
wasn't last year.
I said several years
ago. Oh, several years ago. Oh, okay.
But it was hard for me because I enjoy a good book. It's just hard for me to sit.
Take the minute to sit down and read.
Which is why I've been really into audiobooks.
Yeah.
I mean, I've only listened to the first three Harry Potter books, and then there's one that I'm listening to right now, and I'm really enjoying it because in my head, so it's like a 15-hour read for the book, and I was like, I don't know if I would have, just based on things that we have going on and everything, like, I don't know if I would have 15 hours to read
right.
a book, because I'm doing a book club, to read before the next meeting. So I'm
right.
listening to it, and I'm almost done with it, and
right.
I started, like, a couple weeks ago, which I, yeah.
I mean, I see it as an opportunity, I think, for books in the future.
Yeah.
Because it's like you said, everyone's busy now, and some people have a hard time sitting still, you know? So it's like, well, go do something and listen to it, you know? That being said, you know, that doesn't mean I still don't try to casually read.
Yeah.
And the other thing is, I guess for me too, it kind of sucks is because I read comic books and graphic novels,
yeah.
you know? But I mean, that's just also what I read, not the only thing that I read. So it's like, I read, yeah, a lot, but it's, you know, comic books, so I can get it done and then move on.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
So, but.
Do you want to, let's start at the beginning.
At the beginning?
Ooh.
There's a firework.
Yeah.
Great.
It's around 4th of July, so people are nuts. What was your, like, favorite book as a kid?
As a kid?
Yeah.
Like, you have to describe how, like, little kid?
Like, little. Like,
I remember the, like, a couple of the storybooks. Like, what was it? The Sweet Dream Pie, I think is what it was called. Sweet Dream Pie, where this granny on the block made a big heaping pie every year for everyone in town. And it was full of so much stuff that she, like, the town would fall asleep and pass out, and you could see their dreams
at really
night
cool.
afterwards, like, kind of thing. And then there was another one about, it was a lima bean, and she was changing colors from beans, like, she had some sort of bean sickness or something like that. Yeah, Sweet Dream Pie, I remember that, but I can't remember what the lima bean one was called, like, officially. But yeah, that's some of the ones I, as a kid, but if you're talking about the, like, storybooks as a child that came with a stuffed animal that you grew up with, mine was,
Case of the Stripes?
Mine was Pokey the Puppy.
Aww.
Coy's was Ellie the Elephant.
Yeah. I still have the book that was, like, one of my favorite books as a kid. It was, like, one of those little golden books that have, like, the golden spine.
Yeah.
Mine is so old it doesn't have the spine anymore, but it's called Where's Goldie? Yeah, and
nice.
It's this girl, little girl, she has a pet bird named Goldie, and Goldie gets out.
Oh.
And, like, at the end, it's Goldie, Maggie's little yellow bird has come back home. Like, it's just, like, Maggie going to, like, the market and the park and the newspaper man, and have you seen Goldie? Like, that
classics.
Was one of my favorite books. When I was a kid, and I still have it, because it's precious to me. And then my other one of my other favorite books when I was a kid, that was read to me was A Monster at the End of This Brook, starring lovable furry old Grover.
I think I remember that one.
And Grover's the monster at the end of the book, which he's not a monster, right. But my grandma would do a Grover voice when she would read it to me, and like it's like a good memory. But those two, I honestly can't think of any other. Like, I remember like Amelia Bedelia.
Okay. I remember Matilda's.
And Matilda's,
I remember some Matilda's. I grew up with sisters. Come on.
Right.
Here's a picture of that one I was telling you about. Yeah, you were right. A Bad Case of Stripes. But, yeah. Author David Shannon and illustrator.
Well, that's cool.
So that's cool. But, yeah. I didn't know it was called that.
You mean it has the, like, Scholastic book logo on it? Did you like go nuts when like the book fair would come to your school?
Yeah, I mean, I would have, like, yes.
Yeah.
Most of the sometime. It was just hard when, you know, we were like the Weasleys growing up, you know, a lot of kids, not a lot of money, you know.
Right.
But yes.
I would always get a little something, even if it wasn't like a book, or like I think I got like a friendship bracelet like kit.
Okay.
Like those little, like little kid craft kits.
Right, little kid craft
kits. I remember getting
kits.
Those things.
Yeah, I remember like some of that stuff too. There were some other books, like that's when you started getting in a little bit older. I can't remember what they were. We had the school, the wayside, lean side, that like really tall school. It was like a tower or something that was leaning over or falling or something like that. I remember those. And then I remember getting not dumbed down versions, but kind of simpler versions for young, like teens or preteens, of like Dracula and Frankenstein and Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
The kid version.
Yeah, I read those. Not the kid version. It was more like preteen because it was thicker but big words, you
right.
know? But not all of the gruesome details were there, just solid, straight up info.
Right, okay.
So I did read a lot of those.
I remember you told me about all the like Michigan Creepers or Michigan Chillers.
That's Michigan Chiller books. Those were books made by an author, and he basically made a book about every town,
a sideways
or city, and what?
Sideways Stories from Wayside School.
Yeah, Sideways Stories from Wayside School. Yeah, I remember that. I read a couple of those.
That's a Lewis Sackar book. He wrote Holes.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And the guy who made a Michigan Chillers went on to just write more called American Chillers. Mm-hmm. And I did as many Michigan Chillers as I possibly could, but I collected all of the American Chiller ones.
Yeah.
And I think some of those are still at my house. But yeah, those are fun little, like,
short
preteen short adventures.
Short stories or whatever.
Who would you listen to kind of like, or read around in there? Like those, Bridget Jones' Diary, or
no.
Like short, like those. I remember Sloan had like a couple of the girl detective books.
I never got into like Babysitter's Club or like Adventures,
right?
Or Nancy Drew. I never read any of those. I think there was like a period in my youth where I didn't like read a whole lot, unless I had to for school. Which I don't know if your school did it, but like, if you read a certain amount of books, you would get like a little gift certificate, and you can go get a personal pan pizza from Pizza Hut.
Oh, cool.
If you read X amount of books a month or something.
My school did the, each book had a point system on it.
Mm-hmm.
So when you get there, you type in the book, you'd find it, and you'd take a test about that book.
Yeah.
And, depending on how much of it you did, you got all those points.
Uh-huh.
And when you had this many points, you got to do this or that.
Right.
Yeah. I remember that because everyone tried reading War and Peace because it was a guaranteed 100 points or whatever.
That book is like,
seriously, right?
As a kid trying to read War and Peace.
Oh,
really?
This was teenager.
Oh, teenager.
This was teenager. Sorry, okay. Sorry. I didn't mean that. Yeah.
Oh, one book that I did really enjoy as like a preteen younger kid was Call of the Wild.
The Wild.
Call of the Wild.
Call of the Wild. Okay.
Yeah. It's kind of like Balto.
Oh,
like
okay.
Like a dog sledding book. I read it a bunch of times. It was really good. Written by Jack London. I remember that.
Nice. Okay. That's fun.
And Holes. I mean, I feel like that's kind of a millennial kid's rite of passage.
Right.
holes and like where the red fern grows. Did you read that one?
That was a school read, so mm-hmm. we all read it and we watched the movie.
Yeah.
I didn't read Holes.
You didn't read Holes?
I only watched it, but my sister and my brother read Holes. Let's see. I read a Harry Potter's over and over and over and over and over yeah. again, and I read Lord of the Rings twice. I mean, the three Lord of the Rings. The Hobbit I read once at that time. Oh, man. There were some other ones that were weird, like, by the same author, but there was, like, one about a genie, and I was like, oh, this is pretty cool, so I read that.
I remember reading this book, I just looked it up, called Lizard Music, and I remember I read it a bunch of times because it was really weird.
Huh.
And, like, just reading the synopsis about it, I don't remember anything about it. Now, I kind of, I mean, it's, you know, a young adult book, but I was like...
Right.
Now I kind of want to read it again.
Hmm.
Oh, and The Cat That Goes to Heaven.
I don't know that one.
This cat
goes to heaven. Goes to heaven, yeah. Oh, that's sad.
And it was a very small, like, it was a thin chapter book.
Right. What's the kid's book, the caterpillar one? Sorry, my mom was a preschool teacher.
The Hungry, Hungry Caterpillar?
Yeah, I think that was the one. And then the Are You My Mother?
Yes.
Yeah. Are you so my mother? I remember all of those ones because my mom, like, obviously the preschool got some of those from when we were kids.
Yeah.
And so I remember all of those. And I had, you know, I had younger siblings that, you know, that we read them to, or they were around for that reason.
Right.
There's a lot of Where's Waldo, but I don't know if that's book reading.
And like the I Spy books.
The I Spy was popular for a second.
Guinness Book of World Records.
Always.
Always.
It's like you always checked out that and another book. Yeah. Like. Yeah, I remember when they got, like, not Dungeons and Dragons, but, like, a Book O' Dragons kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Like, my friend group took turns, like, renting that out just to look at it and read about them. It was so cool.
Hmm.
Oh, man. Now, like, because, like, slowly I can recall some. When I was 16, no, maybe 16 or 15. It's, I can't tell when, but I was reading the, Cirque du Freak books.
Mm-hmm.
Cirque du Freak is really cool. You know, it starts off with, like, this kid. I think he's, like, 10 or 12 or something like that. And he's a normal, everyday kid who him and his friend get up into shenanigans because his friend is, you know, kind of a troublemaker. And they sneak into a freak show.
Mm-hmm.
A circus of freaks. Cirque du Freak. You know what I mean? And this kid, like, gets the idea to go steal this vampire spider.
Yeah.
And then, in the process, gets his friend hurt. Yeah, his friend hurt and in the hospital. But what he has to promise... Sorry, the books are small, so, like, I can almost literally wrap up the first book really yeah. quickly. But, these two kids hanging out. What if we snuck out and went to the circus? Snuck out, went to the circus... Saw this vampire put on a performance of a spider and was just like, I want that spider so bad. Steals the spider, you know, and then takes the spider home and attempts to do the tricks too. And he does. He yeah. trains the spider that this vampire was doing. In the process, forgets, and the spider bites his friend and he's poisoned.
Mm-hmm.
So
like
he,
Spider-Man.
You wish. He goes back to this vampire and is just like, yo... I fucked up. What do I do? And he's like, I can help you, but you have to become my assistant. So okay. It's called, the first book's called The Vampire's Assistant.
The Vampire's Assistant. Yep. Okay.
So that's why you might know the movie The Vampire's Assistant
oh.
with John C. Reilly.
Oh, yeah.
And I think Josh Hutcherson, but it was not good. It does not do it justice yeah. at all. No, I read every single book. There was a point, like, I took my mom's car to the bookstore, and mind you, where I live, the bookstore was an hour away and then hour back. So I was just like, Mom, if I leave now, I can make it to the mall
and make it back.
Like, I can make it to the mall and get my books and head home. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I'm gonna do this. Okay, but you gotta get me a candy bar. Done. I'll do it. You know what I mean?
I'll do it. Whatever you want.
I took off. I took the back roads. I went as fast as I possibly could without speeding or going, you know, getting in trouble or anything like that. You know, not speeding, but, you know, not speeding.
Right.
And I got up there in time, but I was just like, fuck it, I don't know when I'm going to be here again. I get paid next week. I'm just going to buy these three. And I bought three of them and I went home. And it kept me satisfied for a while. And then I finished one of those books that night.
Yeah.
Because I just powered it. I read them. But yeah, Cirque du Freak, that was a big one for me. It's cool because, you know, it talks about like this other kind of way of vampires. You know what I mean? Almost kind of like a teen book too, but preteen as well because the kid starts off young.
Right.
Sorry, I talked a lot.
No,
about
you're
that
good.
One.
I remember reading in one sitting, A Child Called It.
A Child Called It.
Do you remember?
I remember it, but I didn't read it.
It's a tragic story. It's really sad. And I think eventually came out that the guy kind of maybe made some stuff up.
Oh.
But it's basically like this kid that was horribly abused by his mother.
Aww.
Like his story about it. And I like couldn't put it down. And I think like a lot of kids read it like in middle school.
Huh.
When it like first came out, I think. Yeah.
Okay.
And that was, yeah. I remember reading that one. And like, I know you said you read like, you know, the Cirque du Freak and Harry Potter like religiously as a teenager. I feel like I never really read in high school unless it was required for class and until Twilight came out.
Mm. I did read Twilight.
I read those books.
Like, were you obsessed kind of?
I wasn't like, like crazy about it, but I like would stay up all night and finish reading. Yeah.
I did that with the first two. I couldn't really get into the third book. Yeah. I was just like, okay, I'm done. Yeah. Like,
I think it took me a long time to finish the last one, mostly because I think when I was reading it, I was getting ready to go to college. So, you know, can't be a nerd as a freshman.
Can't be a nerd as a freshman.
Just kidding. But yeah.
No, I didn't. Yeah, I only read the first two.
Yeah.
I think I only watched the first two as well, so.
One thing I really regret, I know that To Kill a Mockingbird was, like, a class read, and I didn't read it, and I, like, kind of, as an adult, I want to read it now.
Right.
Same with, like, The Scarlet Letter.
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah.
There was another, Elise and I did a book project together, because we had the same lit class.
Uh-huh.
We read The Joy Luck Club.
Oh, okay.
And the only reason we read it, because it was, like, literally one of the last, because there was a pile of books that you could pick from.
Right.
It was, like, literally one of the last ones that we could read.
Oh.
And I remember dragging my feet reading it, but now, like, as an adult with more, you know, of an open mind and world stuff, like, I kind of want to read these books that I said that I read, but I never read.
Right.
In high school.
So then I guess if that's the case, because, like, I did a lot, and sometimes it was because Coy and I, my twin brother, would pass books around.
Right.
And so I guess, like, I can kind of mention some that maybe you probably haven't read, but everyone knew.
Yeah.
Like, Chris talks about it every time I see him, my buddy Chris from Midnight Horrors, but the Aragorn?
Nope.
Aragorn? No. I read three of those books. Those things are massive.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I read three of them. Well, I started the third one, the gold one. I read the blue and the red one, I think. I can't remember, but I know I read the first two for sure. But those are hefty babies.
Those are like super fantasy.
Yeah, they're really good though. They're you know, like it's pretty straightforward, but it's not dull at the same time.
Has it been adapted into a show?
Yeah, it was.
Or movie?
It was a movie, and it tanked.
Oh,
it did terrible. It was lopsided. That's like up there with the bad Dragon Ball Z movie.
That's
the other thing I did too. I read a lot of manga.
Okay.
You know, I read a lot of manga, a lot of comic books. And then another one, Koi got me into this one was, what's it called? Inkheart.
I know. I've never read.
Okay. Inkheart was really cool. The concept was, and still is, awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty good, pretty sad. Basically about a guy, when he reads out loud,
it happens.
It happens. Like if he's reading something that Harry's doing, and he accidentally reads a Avada Kedavra, that could come out of nowhere and just kill someone next to you.
Oh my gosh. That's
crazy. That's the weight you have on your shoulders now. I can never read out loud to my children. I could probably never read from a menu either. Like, but it also shows like the consequences into all of that and what happens, yada yada. And it's pretty awesome concept. It's dark when it needs to be. It's also teen adventure-y when it needs to be. But then it's also when I say adult, I mean like, oh wow, they're talking about torture.
Yeah.
And I know it came out with, I know he came out with three books, but I only got into the first one.
Mm.
I haven't been able to see, read the other two. I think it went Inkheart into Inkspell. But Inkheart did have a, I think Disney made the movie.
With Brandon Fraser?
With Brandon Fraser.
Right, okay.
And the blonde girl, I can't remember the actress. And I think Helen Mirren is the aunt that they visit in the book too. So,
cool.
Yeah. It was, yeah, still a great book. I still recommend reading that. I think when you're 13 and you can read that, I think read it. It's great adventure. It kind of just opens your mind to the possibility mm-hmm. of that being possible kind of thing.
Right.
And before those, I read Captain Underpants books.
I never got into Captain Underpants. Oh, my gosh.
And then I think that was it. Yeah, manga around in that time, too. Harry Potter. I read the Harry Potter books 20 times.
I know.
25 times or something like that.
That's crazy.
It was the only thing to, like, kind of shut myself away and... Like, leave me alone, I'm emo.
Right.
You know, like...
Let me read my books about magic and friendship.
Like, yeah. But let's bring it up to date, because I kind of switched, like, authors.
Mm-hmm.
Like, not up to date, not most recently, like, from the within, like, the past 8 years or whatever.
In our adult lives.
In our adult lives. But I want to talk about this one, Peter Kleins, yo.
Right.
This guy can write cool stuff.
Yeah.
You
haven't
me?
Even read that one yet.
I haven't even read this one.
That
this
one's
is called
good.
The Fold. It's called The Fold, a novel by Peter Kleins. And he wrote these books that I read now called X-Heroes, which is basically like, imagine if Avengers happen, right? And then a year later, Walking Dead happens.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That doesn't mean all of these superheroes are going to survive.
Some of them will turn into zombies themselves.
Right? And then now you have a superpowered zombie.
Right.
The cool thing is he writes, like, he really paints a picture of Hollywood.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? In almost all of his books. I don't know about The Fold. But,
yeah. I mean, he paints a really good picture about where they're at with...
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
But...
Cool.
Oh, okay, sorry. So, yeah, so in X you have all these superheroes that are new to the game, basically.
And a zombie.
In the sense of, like, you know, not Superman.
Right.
But his name is the, maybe the Red Dragon or something like that.
Yeah.
Sorry, it's been a second since I read. And he's got this red suit on, like, jumpsuit on with a leather jacket. And it's because, like, you know, he's wearing the leather jacket, A, to protect himself from zombies biting him.
Mm-hmm.
But even during all this, you know, he's still discovering more of his powers.
Right.
And then so are some of all these other people that are there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you've got your Batman, you've got your Superman, you've got your Iron Man. You don't have your Flash, but you kind of have your Flash Green Lantern character.
Mm-hmm.
And the way they spin that is super cool. It's about he's a guy in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
So it's just... It's really cool how they handle it. Like, and even if you think, like, well, how do they handle, like, multiverse or stuff like that? Like, read it, and it will kind of tell you. Like,
yeah.
It's kind of cool how they handle superheroes being in this world. And then you're just like, well, how can you keep doing that? Because zombies sure are around, but if your superheroes, like, killing 20 zombies at a time, the zombies are going to dissipate at some point.
Right.
But it's like, it's not just about that. It's about, well, we're rebuilding society too.
And surviving. Like Walking Dead, eventually your biggest enemy is the other living people.
Yeah.
You know?
And some of those living people could have had secret superpowers.
Right.
Exactly.
I also,
that's why I really like it.
Right. Because I've only read like one of the X-Heroes.
Uh-huh.
There's a whole handful of novels. But I really like how Peter Kleins, like, peppers in, like, pop culture stuff.
Yeah,
like,
no, exactly.
Effortlessly. And it just makes you feel like this is happening now. Or,
right.
Like, it could happen in our universe, like,
right.
With our stuff.
Change a couple of phrases and it's matched up.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
He
writes it so well that it just should... needs to be a show.
It, yeah.
Like a Netflix show or an HBO. HBO would be
solid.
Oh, my gosh. Would be
just
solid.
Just, like, an extended of, like, 10 episodes, 12 episodes of like The Fold, or 14.
Right.
Would be
14 is another one. I highly recommend anyone read to I recommend anyone to read that book. It's like this kind of suspicious, like Lovecraft detective-y sci-fi.
Yeah.
But you're mostly like, you're just like, What next? And you're just like, okay. And then you're like, what? Like, that one I want to be a show too. Yeah. Like a good 8-episode show. Yeah.
That'd be dope.
That'd be awesome.
I want to, it's been, you know, 7-8 years since I read 14.
Yeah.
I'm ready to reread that one. I could probably do The Fold too, just because my brain.
Yeah, I need to read The Fold.
Doesn't hold.
Right.
Stuff as long as I would like it to. Mm-hmm. But like, while you were into Peter Kleins as like your adult person, your adult author, I guess. I really got into Chuck Palahniuk, which he wrote Fight Club.
Which is what everyone will know him for.
Right. But one of the first books I read was Fight Club. He has, you know, Stranger Than Fiction, Lullaby. Right.
Lullaby is the one that's curious to me. I think I started it once.
Doomed and Damned and Choke. Survivor. Choke.
Choke. Yeah, yeah.
And I've read pretty much all of those ones. I'm a little behind on probably if he has any newer releases. Right. But like,
what's it about his writing that you like?
I love it's dark and it can be cynical.
Okay.
But it's still like a really interesting story. Like, right. Lullaby, for example, there's this lullaby that parents are singing to their children and it kills their children. So they're trying to.
What the hell?
So, like, this, I think it's a journalist, I think, if I remember right, and a parent are trying to figure out where this lullaby book came from. And, like.
Jeez. Yeah. That's cool.
It's dark.
Is it a movie or a show yet?
I don't think so.
That's another one I agree with. That would be awesome. A really
good one.
That's awesome.
But yeah, cool. Chuck has always been, like, whenever I go to, like, a used bookstore, I always look to see if there's any Chuck books that I haven't read yet or don't have in our collection. But yeah, it's been a while since I've read a Chuck Palahniuk book, and I think I want to read them.
And obviously after, because some of these, the newest movies that have come out, a lot of them have been based off of books.
Right. I'm surprised that they...
Abraham Lincoln, Vampire Hunter.
Uh-huh.
I like the book and the movie, so I'm like, you literally can't ask for my opinion because I'll be biased.
We never... Did we read Pride, Prejudice, and Zombies?
I thought you started it, but I didn't get to it, and then the movie came out, and I was like, oh shit, that didn't take long.
Yeah. And I don't think the movie did very well.
I don't think so either. And then the other one that Tim Burton got for the movie... Miss Peregrine's Home for Peculiar Children. The movie was fine. I love me some Tim Burton. You know what I mean? So I can never talk bad about it. But those books are awesome.
Right.
I would read the books. They always provide these creepy-ass photos that you're just like, what?
Is that real?
Is this real? Like, that's the point.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And you're just like, that's freaky deaky. Like, that's weird shit. And especially the time, like, the era it's taking place in, too. It's a weird, like, mind bend, but in a good way, to the point that you can understand.
Mm-hmm.
You're just like, this is so strange.
Yeah.
And that's why I was like, I'm glad Tim Burton got it. I'm glad some of the actors played who they played. But, like, the books are definitely top notch.
Yeah.
And I thought they finished after 3. I read 3 of them. But I think there's 2 more now, so I gotta look into why there is. But Miss Peregrine's Home for Peculiar Children, The Hollow City, and The Library of Souls. Those are the 3 that I read.
Mm-hmm.
Solid books. Like, those are so cool. And it's not even like the pictures are like, oh, pictures, you know what I mean? No, it's like, whoa, pictures.
Like old fashioned, like black and white, creepy photos.
Flared out. Yeah, like so cool, so creepy.
Right.
But, like, the right amount of, like, scariness.
Yeah.
And the right amount of, whoa.
Right.
Like, be quiet. Put the book in the freezer. No, take it back out and read it.
Take it back out. Right.
But, yeah, that's the other ones I've been rocking.
Yeah. Since I was invited to join this book club, which I'm kind of excited about because I've secretly kind of always wanted to, like, do something like that, and I just haven't had the opportunity. Yeah. And the book that June's book is called In the Lives of Puppets by T.J. Klune.
Okay.
And I'm into it.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's pretty interesting.
Is it entertaining?
It's entertaining.
Or is it serious? Or like how's...
It's a little, like, let me find a description of it. But, like, it's has, like, funny parts. Because mm-hmm. there's the puppets, I think, are robots. So there's, like, robots in the future.
Okay.
And so the robots that this person, Victor, is around is a vacuum robot and a doctor or nurse robot. So, like, a Baymax almost.
Oh, okay.
But she's, like, sadistic a little bit. Her name is Nurse Ratched. But all the letters
stay for... Ratched or Ratched?
Ratched.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Because awesome. The D stands for drilling.
Drilling.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Let's see. It's... someone described it as an enchanting tale of Pinocchio in the end times, which, as I'm, like, in the third act of it, I guess, or the third section, I can definitely see, like, there's, like... wooden puppet stuff. They're talking right. about blue fairies. There's a giant like dogfish like blimp ship right, okay. that like floats around. So I'm like and they run into like a circus curator guy.
Right.
That you think he's bad but he's not bad. Like okay. it's very
that's fun. That's
very interesting.
Dark.
Yeah. And it's on like the bestseller list for this year.
Oh wow.
And the author is kinda he's queer right. and so like his little bio says it's important to have accurate positive queer representation in stories which uh-huh. I think is really cool and
yeah.
I was reading the description of some of his other books. There's one called The House in the Cerulean Sea.
That's and oh, why does that sound so familiar?
I was talking about it the other day.
I know, but the Cerulean Sea yeah. just sounds so familiar to me.
And someone said it's like Ryan. 1984 meets Umbrella Academy, and I was like, I love both of those things. So
love Umbrella Academy.
I put that
comic.
On my, yeah, I put that on my Audible wish list. Yeah, I've been nice. Listening to this book, so
cool.
I feel like I'm getting. To be honest, I feel like I'm getting a better experience listening to this book.
Because the guy puts on... Because
he puts on... He has little inflections and voices for each
that's awesome.
Character. So, like, the vacuum robot is kind of neurotic, so he's like, oh, like, freaking out about stuff. And then, like, the nurse is like, would you like me to drill you? I haven't drilled anything in 7 days. And so, like...
She's the reason I want to listen right. to this book.
And, like, it's the... narrator and the story is really good. I'm interested to see how it plays out, but
nice.
I really, I mean, liking how this author writes in general, like
that's awesome.
So it
yeah.
makes me want to read some of his other stuff.
Cool. That's what I like about like taking a chance on a book and just being like, I wonder what this author's like in other stuff, like other books that I didn't even mention, like Artemis Fowl.
Right.
I read a good chunk of the Artemis Fowls, and I read a good chunk of the Percy Jacksons, meaning I read the Percy Jackson books, not the other series.
Right.
Man, we should do another book one sometime.
Yeah.
Get some other people and talk about our books that we are yeah. reading or
is
did
there
read or
any that are on your like I really want to like I want to read or.
There's one that I want to absolutely finish. It infuriates me. I got it for, was it birthday or Christmas?
It was a gift.
It's in that area.
Yeah.
And Tom DeLonge, Angels and Airwaves, Blink-182, he wrote an album called The Daywalker, and it's about poet Anderson. And then he wrote books, two of them. And I have the first one. It was of Nightmares. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Poet Anderson of Nightmares by Tom DeLonge and Suzanne Young. I got to a certain point in the book, and like 2 years went by, and I was like, shoot, I can't just pick up where I left off, right? So I kind of started it over, and then stopped, and then another 2 years.
You just
or
need to...
like something, yeah, 2 years. And it's just like, it sucks, because it always comes at a time where I start to get really busy.
Right.
And but it sucks because I really, really, really I love the Poet Anderson idea. I watched his little CGI too.
Mm-hmm.
I really need to finish it so I can get the next one and keep doing it.
Right.
So I'm bummed that I haven't finished it yet. But yeah, the Poet Anderson of Nightmares is on my list, and shoot, there's another one. I was reading Dune for a second, then I waited for the movie. And the cool thing is the movie, like, I was like, oh, well, the movie was everything I read.
I'm caught up.
So I just need to keep reading it, and then I'll be able to watch the next part. So that's funny. I was like, oh, that's weird.
Those Dune books are fat.
Yeah. I mean, it depends on how you look at it, because I have the triple book.
Oh, but, yeah, the multiple.
Yeah, so finishing Dune, I guess, would be the other thing. And then if Peter Klein says any more of those X books, I'm going to catch up and read those bad boys.
We need to check in with some of our favorite authors.
Yeah.
I think. I
don't even think the Cirque du Freak guy has written anything else.
I don't think so.
Like, there was he had another one called Demonic. His name is Darren Chan. It's funny, too, because the character's name was Darren Chan. Scottish, I believe. Scottish author. That's and it cool. took place in the areas, Scotland. Too. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, books I recommend before we close it out.
Right.
Definitely some Cirque du Freak.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely recommend the Miss Peregrine Home for Peculiar Children's. And the X-Heroes. Like... always Harry Potter, always Lord of the Rings, but, you know, if you're looking for stuff that feels the same, but not as, like, you know, because Lord of the Rings is just straight up fantasy.
Right.
If you want that, just read The Witcher, you know, which is the other thing I'm reading, because I have a big collection of that for Christmas.
Instead of video gaming, we maybe should just read for hours on end. Or listen to audiobooks for hours on end.
Right. Audiobooks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I would, if you like kind of dark, satirical, maybe a little satirical stuff, Chuck Palahniuk. And, I mean, just from what I've read of, or listened to, of this T.J. Klune book, I'd recommend that one, too.
And you'd basically recommend Peter Klein's
and
as
Peter
well.
Klein's, yeah. Yeah. And, I mean, I'm not going to recommend things that I didn't talk about yet, so...
Right. But that means we can always come back on after we've read a few more books.
Right. Maybe that should be a thing we do. More books.
So now we're going to go squeeze our brains onto some pages.
Gross.
Get it? We're going to read books.
We're going to read books. Yeah, I get it.
All right.
Goodbye.
See you later.